Professor Hugh Chignall, thank you very much for joining us on My Life this afternoon.
My pleasure.
We want to ask you a question. Professor Hugh Chignall, is this your life? Born Hugh Enrique Svetlana Chignall III in England, you excelled at school, showing academic gravitas early on and becoming the first UK champion of the US-hosted language competition Spellomania in 1967. From there, it was a steady rise through the world of middle school, high school and later sixth form. You went on to study at university, initially studying textiles at Cambridge, before moving on to sports management at Royal Holloway, hairdressing at Imperial, quantum mechanics at Bolton, and finally setting on studies at Warwick. You graduated in 1974 with a glint in your eye, a glint that said research. Hugh, how did you discover that research in practices and the history of radio is something that you wanted to do with your life?
Well, it's something which rather happened to me because here at Bournemouth, we one day we received a box of tapes for the radio program Analysis, and they were just kind of kicking around in the office, and nobody really knew what to do with them. And I had this idea that they could be the basis of research. So that was really the beginning of my research career.
You're also a fellow at the Royal Historical Society. How did that come about?
Well, it's a rather disappointing answer, actually. To be a fellow of the Royal Historical Society, you have to know someone who is already a fellow and persuade them to nominate you. so I had a friend called Jamie, and he was an FR Hist S, and we did a deal, and lo and behold, I am one now.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Your most recognised works focus on the painfully slow development of news programming on the BBC, as well as practitioners such as Sam Hannabell and Samuel Beckett. And you may find this amusing. Though you claim not to have an on-air persona, we know that you once did. Between 1982 and 1984, you could be found presenting an agony aunt programme on Radio Swindon called Hugh Knows. Your dry wit and good advice on a range of topics made you a staple of their graveyard slots. And though you didn't pursue a career in radio, a career in radio definitely pursued you.
Sorry.
Having left Radio Swindon, you then trained for 2 years to live out a childhood dream, representing Great Britain in the ski jump event at the Winter Olympics. This came true in 1986, and though you didn't make the finals, you set the nation's heart alight with your enthusiastic and lovable personality. Moving on from your brief ski jumping career, you began working at Bournemouth University as a radio production lecturer. And when did your time begin at Bournemouth University?
1996. I started on a what we call a part-time contract. So I used to teach on a Monday only. And I did that for a year, and then I got a full-time job.
What do you think is your finest achievement as well inside the walls of this campus?
I suppose because my main job of work is to do research, my greatest achievement has been to write the history of news and current affairs on the BBC. I think that's probably the thing I'm most proud of.
You've achieved great things during your time here. On the whole, in the time you've also achieved great things outside of these walls. You've created listening parties, Alpine speech marks, in the dark at the British Library, written journals on topics ranging from the reporting of the Suez Crisis to John Peel's Home Truths, and you remain chair of the UK Radio Archives Advisory Committee. However, you also featured on a number of rap records with the likes of Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. You may not remember this, Hugh, but this is the gospel truth. This was most notable on the 1999 hit Still Dre.
And this is what it looks like.
Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
We can see the history of the history of the history of I.
It's still Dre Day, AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block.
When you listen to old radio programs, there is a real sense of connecting with the past.
They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
if you
it.
You ain't up on pain.
There were something like 8,000 of these.
Still. Still the beats, still not loving police.
still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease.
All of those issues. I
feel the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still. And this is what it looks like.
Two Grammy nominations later, you had returned to Bournemouth to complete your PhD at the university, completing your thesis focusing on BBC Radio 4. In 2009, you released the book Key Concepts in Radio Theory, a concise and simple explanation of what it is to study radio and how to adapt skills to key theory, broadcast to academic text. In the sequel, Key Concepts in Radio Theory 2, Hugh Goes to Ibiza, you explore the culture of radio studies against a backdrop of lush weather and non-stop musical euphoria.
Sorry. What a good idea.
Well, Hugh, you came up with it. I'm surprised. You had the academic works of David Hendy and Andrew Crissell in one hand and a pina colada in the other. What did you think of your time in Ibiza?
Happy days. Good old Ibiza.
And now in 2016, Hugh, you continue to be one of the most respected professors for radio theory in the country, as well as a leading scholar in Bournemouth. What is on the horizon for Professor Hugh Chignall now?
Oh, blimey. Well, at the moment, I'm touting a book idea around very, very unsuccessfully. I want to write about post-war radio drama. And I can see the glint in your eyes there, Kieran.
Of course.
You know it's a winner.
It's lovely. It sounds like a great idea, Hugh. Genuinely.
So it's the relationship between the Cold War and radio drama, a story which hasn't been told yet. So, and at the moment I'm being, you know, the doors are slamming in my face, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that Bloomsbury Press, famously the publishers of the Harry Potter books, might bite. So I'll let you know.
Fingers crossed. Wonderful. Thank you very much for coming in, Hugh, today. We're very grateful for your time. One final thing. Is this your life?
Absolutely. Every word is true.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.